This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
A former Maryland pediatrician who claimed demonic entities made his victims lie about sex abuse. Now, he's sentenced. One recent 11-year-old victim reports to her mom, 74-year-old Ernesto Cesar Torres, molested her during a pediatric exam. Authorities then find at least 24 victims, all very young female patients from Torres' medical practice.
I'm Sydney Sumner. Judge William Nicholas sentenced 74-year-old Torres of Frederick, Maryland, to 30 years for sexual abuse of a minor and 3 counts of third-degree sex offense. On May 7, 2019, Frederick police received a call from the mother of an 11-year-old victim to report that her child had been sexually abused by Torres during a pediatric exam in his office. The mother told police she brought her child to Torres to treat a mild skin condition, but that her child said Torres made her uncomfortable by placing his hand down her pants and touching her down there. In addition, the child described Torres rubbing her stomach repeatedly and kissing her. FPD contacted Child Protective Services and the Child Advocacy Center, who conducted a forensic interview with the victim. Torres was subsequently arrested at his medical practice. After the initial allegation, a judge allowed the pediatrician to continue seeing patients, but he later agreed to stop practicing medicine as part of the terms of his bail. As the investigation continued, detectives identified 24 victims, all young female patients who saw Torres between 1980 and 2018.
Some of the parents said that they thought that he was doing an abdominal survey. Meanwhile, he had his hand down her pants and was committing a sex offense right in front of the mother.
State's attorney Charlie Smith initially charged Torres with 97 criminal counts of sexually abusing dozens of his juvenile patients, but the court ordered the indictment be severed by victim. Trial proceeded on count 24, sexual abuse of a minor, and counts 25, 26, and 27, sexual offense in the third degree, representing 3 years of sexual abuse on MH from age 9 to 11. At sentencing, the doctor claimed he was a prophet in a previous life, and demonic entities are possessing the victims, making them lie about experiencing abuse at his hands.
He blamed the victims. He did not take responsibility for his actions, which I thought was just egregious. I mean, he already traumatized them by sexually molesting them. To traumatize this young girl again by saying she's possessed by demons.
MH told the court, "I now can't trust male authority. My childhood was taken away from me." Upon release, Torres will serve 5 years of probation and lifetime sex offender supervision on the registry, but prosecutors say they aren't done yet and hope Torres will spend the rest of his life behind bars.
We're looking forward to prosecuting the other cases, getting consecutive sentences so that the number of years that he has to serve are going to be far longer than the number of days he has on this earth.
In California, a jury deadlocked on a verdict for a mother who left her children in a hot car while she received lip filler. Maya Hernandez's older son survived, but his baby brother Emilio did not. A Kern County jury convicted Hernandez on 2 counts of child endangerment Thursday. They deadlocked on second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. The jurors questioned implied malice in connection with the murder charge. Under California Penal Code 188, implied malice means the deliberate intention to unlawfully take away a life. 20-year-old Maya Hernandez is accused of leaving her 2 children, ages 1 and 2, strapped inside car seats inside her vehicle as she visited the Always Beautiful Med Spa in Bakersfield on June 29th for a lip injection procedure. At around 4:30 p.m., Hernandez allegedly returned to her car, a 2022 Toyota Corolla Hybrid, and discovered 1-year-old Emilio Gutierrez in distress and foaming at the mouth. A customer took his 2-year-old brother into a restroom and poured water on his face while first responders arrived. Although the 2-year-old survived the incident, Emilio was pronounced dead after failed resuscitation attempts. Their grandmother, Katie Martinez, is devastated by the loss and Hernandez's actions.
I couldn't stop screaming. I just kept picturing them alone. They were strapped in their car seats. They couldn't even get up to save themselves. She literally locked them in their car seats and shut the doors. I can't even imagine what they went through.
Hernandez told police that she left the children inside the vehicle with the air conditioner on, while an employee reportedly said the children could have stayed in the waiting room during the procedure. The employee said when booking the appointment, Hernandez asked if she could bring her children with her, to which she replied that wouldn't be a problem and they could stay in the waiting room during her procedure. A nurse at the spa said that Hernandez made no mention of the children being with her when she arrived. A bystander who grabbed the 2-year-old from the car said that the AC was not turned on. The vehicle's manufacturer indicated that the air conditioner automatically turns off after an hour of inactivity, according to what an expert told Bakersfield police. The lit procedure typically takes around 15 to 20 minutes, but police said Hernandez left the children in the car for over 2 hours, since the day in question at the spa had been unusually busy.
She just stood there with her lips done. That's what she gave his life for, was to have that look on her.
The judge ruled that since the jury deadlocked on the murder charge, a mistrial would be declared for both murder and manslaughter. A status hearing has been set for January 12th. During the hearing, it will be decided whether Hernandez will be retried for murder and manslaughter. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert hourly update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.